Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Money No More, Make More. Give More by Rob Moore is a personal finance and wealth education book aimed at readers who want to improve how they understand, earn, manage, invest, and use money. Published in 2017 and available as an audiobook under ASIN B72 Sexy AGM2, it combines financial mindset work with practical systems for building wealth. Moore writes from the perspective of a self-made entrepreneur and property investor, rather than as an academic economist or conventional financial advisor. The book sets out to challenge negative assumptions about money, including the idea that wealth is inherently greedy or inaccessible, while also explaining why financial independence requires deliberate planning and changed behavior. Its central structure is captured in the title, Know More About Money, Make More Through Better Income Strategies, and Give More by Using Wealth Constructively. The result is a broad, accessible guide for readers seeking both financial confidence and a more positive relationship with money. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing money as a learnable system rather than a fixed social condition. The central theme of the book is that money should be treated less as a mysterious force and more as a system with patterns, incentives, and rules that can be studied. Moore argues against passive assumptions such as the belief that the money game is permanently rigged or that financial independence is only available to people who begin with. Unusual advantages. This does not mean he denies structural difficulty, but the book places emphasis on agency readers can improve their financial outcomes by understanding how money flows, how value is created, and how assets differ from simple income. This framing is important because it shifts the reader from emotional reaction to practical analysis. Instead of seeing bills, debt, income, and investment as isolated pressures, the book encourages a connected view of personal finance. Money becomes something to organize, plan, and direct. That approach is typical of entrepreneurial finance writing. But Moore makes it especially explicit by presenting financial knowledge as a foundation for confidence, choice, and long-term autonomy. Changing financial beliefs before changing financial behavior, Moore gives considerable attention to the psychology of money, especially the beliefs that can make people avoid wealth building even when they want financial security. The book challenges common moral discomfort around money, including the idea that earning more requires greed, selfishness, or guilt. This matters because financial behavior is rarely shaped by information alone. A person may know that saving, investing, or starting a business is useful, but still avoid action if money feels morally suspect or emotionally unsafe. Moore presents a more functional view: money is a tool, and its effect depends on the values and actions of the person using it. By separating wealth from negative stereotypes, the book tries to make ambition psychologically acceptable. This is not a technical investment lesson, but it is a practical precondition for many readers. If someone believes that rich people are automatically unethical, or that wanting more money is shameful, then income growth and investment planning are likely to remain inconsistent. The book treats belief change as part of financial education. Thirdly, earning more through value creation, entrepreneurship, and adaptability. To make more element of the book is closely linked to Moore's background in entrepreneurship and property investment. Rather than focusing only on cutting expenses, the book stresses that wealth building usually requires increasing income and creating more value in the marketplace. This includes thinking beyond fixed wages, recognizing opportunities, and developing assets or businesses that can produce returns beyond direct labor. Moore also points to the speed of technological change as a reason not to rely entirely on traditional work patterns, particularly forms of labor that may become underpaid, automated, or economically vulnerable. The reasoning is that financial independence is harder to reach when every unit of income depends on personal time. Readers are therefore encouraged to consider scalable skills, investments, business ownership, and more ambitious planning. The book does not function as a detailed manual for any single business model, but it promotes a broader entrepreneurial orientation. Its practical contribution is to make income expansion, rather than mere frugality, a central part of personal finance. Fourthly, managing, saving, and investing with simple, repeatable systems, the book is positioned as practical as well as attitudinal, and one of its recurring ideas is that money improves when it is handled through repeatable systems rather than occasional good intentions. Moore discusses earning more, investing wisely, and saving better as connected habits. The underlying logic is straightforward. Higher income has limited value if spending rises without structure, and saving has limited effect if money never moves into productive assets. By focusing on systems, the book encourages readers to create routines for allocation, planning, and review. This distinguishes it from purely inspirational finance books, though it remains accessible rather than heavily technical. Moore does not present the work as a narrow guide to stock picking, tax planning, or portfolio theory. Instead, he emphasizes financial organization knowing where money goes, deciding what role each portion should serve, and making money work toward longer-term objectives. For readers with disorganized finances, this system-based approach can be more immediately useful than advanced investment detail. Lastly, linking wealth creation with contribution and positive impact, the Give More part of the title is not an afterthought. It helps define the moral argument of the book. Moore presents wealth as something that can expand personal freedom, while also increasing the capacity to support others. This is connected to his broader public positioning around entrepreneurship, mentoring, and the Rob Moore Foundation, which is described as supporting underprivileged individuals, startups, and small businesses. Within the book, giving functions as a counterweight to the suspicion that money is only about consumption or status. If money can fund mentorship, opportunity, family security, and charitable activity, then making more money becomes easier to justify ethically. This perspective also creates a fuller definition of financial success. The goal is not simply accumulation, but usefulness. Money should serve chosen purposes. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to clarify why they want more money, not only how to obtain it. That makes the book more holistic than many personal finance guides that stop at budgeting, investing, or wealth targets. In conclusion, Money No More, Make More. Give More is best suited to readers who want an accessible entry point into wealth building and who are willing to examine both their financial habits and their assumptions about money. It will be most useful for aspiring entrepreneurs, early-stage investors, professionals seeking greater financial independence, and readers who feel blocked by guilt, confusion, or pessimism around wealth. The practical benefit is not a highly technical investment education, but a clearer framework for thinking about money as knowledge, income creation, discipline management, and contribution. Intellectually, the book is valuable because it connects personal finance with psychology, social attitudes, and the changing nature of work, compared with many similar books. It stands out through its strong emphasis on earning more rather than only spending less, and through its attempt to defend wealth as a tool for positive impact. Readers already experienced in investing or business may find some ideas familiar, but the book remains distinctive as a broad financial reset. Its strength lies in combining mindset, entrepreneurial thinking, simple money systems, and the ethical dimension of giving into one readable personal finance argument. If you would like to support Rob Moore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. But after reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.